You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, welcome to Finishing Well. Today's show, retirement income, you know, market crash. What now?
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness. And you know, it's interesting to me, Hans, that the Bible's just filled with stories of pestilence, wars, and stormy seas. And so, you know, it kind of gives us some insight on what to do. And as I was thinking about this stock market, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a real stormy sea, but, you know, there's waves. They come up and they go down.
Sure.
They come up. And it gets more violent as the wind blows. You know, you go up higher and you go down lower. And so you get this sense of like, oh, my goodness. And as we were talking about the situation, I couldn't help but think of Peter, right? And, you know, those of you who have retirement income, I mean, retirement savings, lots of it, or used to have lots of, however it all worked out, you know, you were the guys that got out of the boat. And clearly, you know, you saw a solution to your retirement situation. Jesus is out there. You went reaching for him. And, you know, everybody kind of knocks Peter for being the guy that got out of the boat, but he's the guy that got out of the boat. And, I mean, he's the one who got to walk on water, and he's the one. But when he looked at the wind and the waves, you know what happened.
Sure.
But when he began to look at Jesus, right, as his solution, and ultimately he is the solution for all this stuff that's going on or anything that we're dealing with, if we could get our eyes on Jesus and not on the storm, you know, I think that that's where God would have us rather than ye of little faith, which, believe me, I'm in that boat too. I mean, I'm worried about all the things that you're probably worried about too, so don't think I'm sitting here going, but, you know, I guess the good news is we get to get on the radio and assure ourselves that it's not going to be whatever. But I do understand that if we can get our eyes on a solution, Hans, and I'm so grateful, honestly, to have you in the studio with me today in this climate to kind of help give us, you know, some ideas of what now.
Yeah, well, I was reading something this week or looking at something that I've been doing a lot of reading over the past couple of weeks, and another financial advisor put a thing out there that he really got from the psychology realm, and it said, what do our clients need in these times right now? And it had a big bar, and it said hugs. And then down to the right of that, it had a little small bar. It said facts. And then to the right of that, under the bar, it said a lecture.
I can relate.
And I think that too often, if you really just, if you're watching TV or reading about this stuff, mainly you're watching TV and you're getting the talking heads that are there and they're talking about the market and the market crash and they're explaining it. They're too much into the facts and the lecture, okay? And so I don't want to be that guy. And I really, in getting ready for today's show, I really have prayed about this and thought about it. I said, what does our audience need right now? I mean, what do you listeners out there, what at least, I'm not sure I'm 100% right about it, but I'm thinking that's where this thing resonated with me is what a lot of people need is they just need a hug.
Yeah. They just need assurance that, hey, they were the ones that got out of the boat. You know, they were the ones that were putting it forward, you know, towards take care of their family. And grace, you know, Jesus loves that, and he's going to honor that.
And so what you're great is then after I'm kind of rambling for a while getting ready for the show, then you say, well, what does a hug look like? And then I went rambling for a while, and we kind of ended up at a place where, you know, what a hug looks like a hug. It's just listening to people, understanding where they're coming from. And certainly I've been in a lot of conversations with clients and discussions and given a lot of hugs out over the last couple of weeks. But I don't sense that you tuned into the radio station this morning to this financial show with Hans Scheil, financial planner, to get a hug over the phone. Or maybe you tuned in to get a hug. But I think that what you pointed out to me, Robbie, on this chart that I sent you about the hugs and the facts and the lecture is over to the left, there was a bigger black bar that I hadn't even seen. And you said, you know, what they want is a solution. And so I'm going to try to give you that today.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the solution ultimately for the fear is going to be a plan, you know, and a financial plan. Because people generally know, okay, they have a plan, they have a sense, is I have this amount of money in retirement savings, and I have this amount of money in other savings, and I know I'm going to retire, or I'm just in retirement, and I just know I have this money out there, and it's there if I need it. But they generally don't have a plan, like, what's the money for? And one of the things we talk about all the time on this show is that money is there to provide an income for you. Your money is there to provide an income for you in retirement when you're not making money from a job. And it's there to supplement your Social Security or to be a big supplement to your Social Security if you have high income needs. And a lot of people don't spend their money in their retirement savings. They just, in effect, hoard it until they get to the minimum distribution age, which is now 72, and then they're going to start taking money out. And if you're already there, if you're past minimum distributions and you're taking a little bit every year, then basically a lot of folks have not really said, so what's this money for? What's this going to do for me? And a lot of them think, oh, I'm just going to give it to my kids, whatever's left. And so it's going to be an inheritance for somebody. And so if I want to circle back to the solution to the whole problem of worry and fear over a severe market decline or a crash, as we've just had, is to have a good, well-thought-out, personalized financial plan, okay? And so if you haven't done that at this point, I'm not suggesting you run out and create that today and do something rash. I mean, a good financial plan is going to look at the rest of your life. And, you know, we have to make some assumptions in there. But we also have to prepare for a long life. We also have to prepare for a possibly short life. If you're married, we need to plan for your spouse surviving you or your spouse going or dying before you do, and then you surviving for a long period of time. We have a lot of considerations, and we need a plan. And your retirement investments or your retirement savings is just one part of a whole financial plan. I mean, you got Social Security, you got Medicare, you might have long-term care insurance, and you got to pay for that now, or perhaps you bought one of those lump sum things, and if you did that, that didn't go down at all. I mean, that, you know, that's all fixed. You got taxes in retirement.
And so all this ends up with you finishing well. Well, we ought to call the name of a show like that.
Yeah.
It really does.
So the solution is a financial plan. And as it relates to the specific topic which we're talking about today, which is if you've suffered losses from this market crash and you really haven't suffered them yet, if you didn't sell, which most people haven't, okay, it's mostly institutional money getting dumped in the market, but some people have sold. So then you've actually suffered them, but in your mind and in your plan, you have suffered them because you got a statement that one day was $300,000 and now it's $220,000 or $240,000. So you could say, well, I lost it on paper. I mean, whatever. It's gone because that's a daily valuation of your portfolio, and it's created a lot of fear. And I'm you know, like I said, I don't want to launch into a lecture here about what you should have done. I mean, actually, people calling us, a lot of times, they launch into that for me. You know, I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have done this. And what I really want to do for those folks is, and I have done, is just give them a hug. I mean, it's just, a lot of people had a lot of money in the market, and
well, shame's about as helpful as fear. You know, it really is not the place to go. And clearly I do it all too often, you know, but along those lines, turning back towards, you know, wow, okay. So I need a plan. I need kind of to figure out, I've heard you say this lots of times, what can I afford to lose? How much more can I afford to lose?
Yeah. I mean, financial planning, especially when it comes to investment, is going to be much more focused on what you can afford to lose, what you can stomach losing, much more than how much do you want to earn. And we have a lot of clients coming in the door. They're putting that on us. How much can you make me? How much yield can you get off of those investments? And it's real tempting to us to just give them an answer. But, you know, at our firm, we give an answer to those questions, but it's not a number. Okay? It's not, you know, because when people are at retirement or anticipating retirement or in retirement, we don't recommend that they put all their money in the stock market. Okay?
Right. In fact, I heard you told me when we were preparing, they said, if somebody tells me they want all their money in the stock market, then they need to find a different planner.
Well, they absolutely do. And, you know, we don't tell them that right out the door. I mean, right when they walk in the door. But that's the general thing, is if we have somebody coming in telling us and effectively making demands and trying to push us into making commitments of what we can earn them, what that does is that's going to be, we're going to listen to all that, but we're going to do a risk assessment for those folks. I mean, we do that with everybody. And that's just, you know, one of the early steps in our process of taking on a new client. We're going to do, we have a thing called a risk profile.
And the beautiful thing is it's in your book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is there at cardinalguide.com. And as always, we can tell you that you can get the book by just emailing Hans, or you can get the PDF on, you know, one of the seven worries tabs, which is, you know, today, clearly, retirement investments. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to get a lot more into this, you know, solution.
Yeah.
Looking at something that we can put our eyes on and put our prayers in and put our hope in Christ, you know, rather than observing the storm, because we all know Peter sunk just for a while until he held out his hand. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is retirement savings, market crash, what now? And we've been talking about Peter. You know, he wasn't crashing, he was just sinking. And if you observe the waves and the water, you know, that's some trouble. But the good news is that Jesus is standing there with his hand out, and he wants to give us all a hand up, which has a lot to do with faith, replacing fear, and faith in what? And some strategy, right? We got a way to go. And
so, that's the solution, is you need a strategy, and you need a strategy that's going to weather all storms. And, you know, we know that we find that in Jesus, ultimately. And you're, you know, again, not tuning in today to get a lecture or that. You're tuning in to learn what I have to say about a strategy and a solution to the problem of, like, what now? And so where we left off at the break, we were just talking about a risk assessment. And if you have money in the market, even in your 401k, you've most likely done one of these things before, where they're just going to ask you a number of questions about, you know, they're going to say, we have three investments here. One of them has a potential gain of 70% over 10 years or something. And then that same investment, you could lose half of it and blah, 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 blah. And then you have to pick. And what it's really doing is just getting a sense is that how well are you going to do with investment losses? And then furthermore is when you lose some money in the market, are you going to be able to reflect back on, well, yeah, I had the chance or I did make this money, and this is the kind of thing that markets do every so many years. So we're going to do a risk assessment, and I'm just going to tell you some simple rules of thumb is that people that come in through our firm that are, say, 65 years old, I mean, a simple rule of thumb is 100 minus your age, that's the amount of money that we like to see somebody have at risk, okay? The most amount of money we want to see them have at risk. And when we go through that, so that would be 35% of your retirement savings. And
it's
most,
65, but it's 75.
It's 75, then it's going to be 25%. But that's still not most of your retirement savings. So if you just had a small amount of your retirement savings in the market and that's gone way down, my sense is that you lost some of the money that you gained over the last year or two. So I don't want to try to make people feel better about this. I want to get into the strategy, and I'm just talking about risk assessment. And the reason we do risk assessment is ultimately we're going to need to guide you to put you in a place. And generally, our clients are going to be very conservative. I mean, that's because most of our clients are older, and they're getting older every year, and they don't want to assume a lot of risk in the market, okay? And some of that has to do with they can't afford to lose it, but it also has to deal with that the pain of loss, which we're all experiencing right now, is far has a greater impact than the joy or the exuberance of gains. I mean, and so we're going to have people generally invested more securely. Then you can add to that, we're going to, and what I would suggest you do in the solution is you're going to look at your retirement savings and start looking at it from an income standpoint. Okay, is you can say, how much income do I need from this money? And when we go through this exercise, people are usually pleasantly surprised that they have plenty of money to eke out an income. When they look at how the numbers fall out and it turns into a monthly income when we take their Social Security check and then we add to it the withdrawals that we're going to make out of their retirement savings systematically over the rest of their life, they're usually pleasantly surprised. Now, I'm going to be bummed when somebody comes in and they say, you know, last month I had $300,000 and now I'm ready to do what you're asking here, Hans, and so and now we only got $220,000 to work with, or $240,000. I mean, sure, that makes my job a little more difficult, but the option of just going back and having $300,000 doesn't really get us anywhere. So, I'm kind of mumbling now, but sense is that the solution for all of this is really to get a good idea of how much risk to get your investments set up properly according to risk.
Yeah, with the plan being, again, to finish well in all sorts of different ways. That, you know, long-term care being, you know, certainly something that all of a sudden kind of rears its head in a big way as we see people being affected by nursing homes instead of home nursing.
Well, sure. And it's just the market is emotional, very emotional. In the market, effectively, people talk about it like it's a person. And I guess I just did when I say that it's emotional, but it's a collective group of people running like a herd of cattle. And it's driven right now by fear and anticipation. And the underlying thing is, how well is the economy going to do? How good is corporate earnings going to be? When you're buying a stock or you're buying a basket of stocks, you're buying, and the price you pay is betting on the future earnings of that company or that group of companies.
Well, the other thing that occurs to me immediately, essentially, because I have relatives that have, based on your advice, gone the annuity route, and I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, good, I'm so glad, you know, for choices like that. When you look at this risk assessment in the workbook, and it shows you these different types of investments, like, you know, right now you may not be getting a lot of interest in your annuity, but at least no matter what, that income is secure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's when we dig in a little bit deeper, that's where a lot of our clients end up. And then they usually have, depending on where they are and who they are, they're going to have some amount of money invested in stocks, okay? And that's the money they can afford to lose. But their lunch money or their grocery money or their give the grandchildren a good Christmas money, their traveling and vacation money, all that kind of stuff, people are putting that in annuities, okay? I mean, it just, you know, where, and there's all kinds of annuities, and the annuities that a lot of folks go into are these things called equity indexed annuities, where they're going to give you some of the market upside. So from year to year, is if the market gains, like it has done real well for 11 years, you're going to get a percentage of that. You're not going to get all of it. You're going to get a piece of that. But when the market goes down, you lose nothing. Okay? I mean, you perhaps if it goes on in the middle of the year, you could lose your gain for that year. But the worst you're going to do in any one year is zero. Then there's other annuities that we sell that don't have anything to do with the market. And there's just a guarantee by an insurance company. And they're going to guarantee you a certain amount of money by the month or by the year for the rest of your life, no matter how long that is. So now they're insuring longevity risk. And the insurance company is bearing all the market, all the risks, and you just have a guarantee from the insurance company. Now, annuities get beat on pretty hard by a lot of analysis because they're going to say these things are expensive. There's high costs and fees in here. Well, of course there is, because the insurance company, that's how they get paid, is they take on risks, and they have too many people live a long time, and they're having to send out checks forever and ever and ever on a smaller amount of money. They're going to lose. So there's costs and factors. So what I'm trying to say is the fees are justified. And a lot of those folks that are going to pick on annuities, you really haven't heard much of that lately in the last month. I mean, it is the people making commercials on all that. They just kind of shut up, and they've, because the people are just experiencing now. These things are going way down. So that's another solution. And we're never going to go all or nothing. You're not going to come in and see me and I'm going to say, oh, yeah, take all your money, sell it all out of stocks, put it all in an annuity. You know, we do a financial planning for people, and we sit down based upon their needs. And with a lot of retirement folks, and you talked about some of your relatives that have done that, and I did it for them, they didn't have any business investing and being in the risk business and incurring losses. So we put them in an annuity, and they've completely been insulated from these things. We have a lot of clients with a lot of money that really I can't stomach it anymore. I want this stuff guaranteed. I got more than enough to live on. Show me the guaranteed route, and then, you know, we've come up with a basket of things.
The other thing that jumps out at me, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but life insurance, you know, for those who are going to use that money when they did their financial plan, I want to give this money to my kids. Well, wow. If it was all on life insurance, then the stock market again.
Stock market. Even if the money's sitting in stocks now and we're paying the premium out of withdrawals of the stocks, I mean, the life insurance cash value and then the ultimate death benefit is all fixed and guaranteed, doesn't change. All that risk is over at the life insurance company. So if that's the plan for your retirement savings, is just to keep it until you're not here anymore and then pass it to your kids, you may want to take a look at some life insurance and a systematic plan with that.
So they're just some really cool planning things you can do rather than sit there and watch the wind and the waves, because you know that's how Peter sunk, and if we can get our eyes on Jesus and the whole deal, which I'm sure that God's getting our attention, and if we can get our attention on him rather than on fear, and I'm talking to myself as well as anybody else, and here we go. We're so grateful that you listened today, and remember, this is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you need to, and I hope you will, contact Hans to put a plan together for you, you just go to CardinalGuide.com. And don't forget the guide after Cardinal, CardinalGuide.com. And email Hans, you know, call him, their office number is all there, as well as the book, the workbook, and all that's available. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.